Does Jesus live in your neighborhood? Do you ever see him by the highway, or outside the grocery store, or in the back of a police car? That's where he said he would be, with the least of these. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples that they must learn to see him in the faces of the needy. At the final judgment, Jesus will say, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." Jesus says that his followers are people who care generously for those in need. And when they do that, they are also caring for him. Today, these words are an invitation to you. Look for Jesus in your life. And if you don't see him, go to where he said he would be. Where the hungry are. Where the lonely live. And in the hospitals and prisons. And share generously with those you see. Just as God has been generous with you, God is with you now. He invites you to spend this time with him, listening for his voice, reflecting on the truth of his gracious love for you, and considering how you can share that love with others. Let distractions fade away and focus your gaze on Jesus. Pray with me. God, thank you for the generous love you have shown me by sending Jesus while I was still a sinner. Thank you for the generous love you have shown by sending the Holy Spirit to abide with me every day. Holy Spirit, please continue to change my heart, to fill me with your love. Help me to see the world as you see it. Help me to see the face of Christ in those around me. May your love flow through me to them. In Jesus' name, amen. As you center yourself in the love of God, breathe in deeply and slowly exhale. Continue breathing slowly and deeply, feeling the peace and love of God in your body. Hold your hands open before God and ask God to bless them. Say, "God, please strengthen my hands to do the work you've given me today." Now, briefly, touch your eyes and ask God to restore your vision. Say, "Jesus, help me to see you in the faces of people I meet today." Pause here, in this place of peace and closeness with God, and take a moment to confess your sins. Have you given in to greed or selfishness? Are there things you've done that you regret, or things you haven't done that you should have done? Ask the Spirit to search your heart, and as he does, confess any sins that he shows you. Because of Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are the beloved child of God, filled with the strength of the Holy Spirit, and set apart to do good works. Your eyes have been opened, and your body and spirit have been strengthened through Christ to do what God has called you to do, and to share generously with all who are in need. Listen now as I read the Word of God from Matthew 25:35 in the English Standard Version. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I'm going to read that verse again. As I do, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. What word spoke to you today? In the quiet, reflect on that word. Ask God to speak to you through it. Christ was a stranger. He came from heaven to earth, and shortly after his birth, he and his family had to seek safety and refuge in a foreign country. As an adult, he said that he did not have a home. He had no place to lay his head. And he asks you now to see him in the strangers around you today. The people who are homeless, refugees, the friendless and lonely. What does it mean to you to see Christ in the stranger? Listen again to Matthew 25:35 in the Amplified Bible. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Have you ever been a stranger, or hungry, or thirsty? Think back on your life. When has someone cared for you in a way that let you know that you were a valuable person, made in the image of God, and worthy of compassion? God asks you to show the same kind of compassion to those around you, the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned. If you saw Christ in them, how might that change the way you respond to them? Ask God to help you. Say, God, please help me to see Jesus and the people around me, and to love them with your generous love. Matthew 25:35 in the New Living Translation. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. This verse comes in the middle of a long talk Jesus had with his disciples about what the kingdom of heaven will be like. With his disciples gathered around him, Jesus painted a vivid picture of the coming judgment. Let his words paint the picture in your mind too. Imagine this scene. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." What ways might you serve the least of these? God, thank you for the love you have given me through Jesus. While I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to abide with me. Holy Spirit, please continue to transform me and to fill me with your love. Open my eyes to see the world as you see it. Help me to see the face of Christ in those around me. May your love flow through me to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't rush off. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Spend all the time you need here, abiding in the peace and love of Christ, and listening to his voice. As you go, remember to look for the face of Christ in every person you see, and to love generously as Christ has loved you.